A Senate debate on the renewable energy target has exposed bitter divisions over responses to climate change. Queensland Independent Glenn Lazarus has argued passionately for renewable energy and accused Labor and the government of doing a dirty deal on a lower target that will take Australia backwards. And Greens Senator Christine Milne has accused the government of adopting stalling tactics while a deal is struck to appease critics of the wind generation industry. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
The Coalition and Labor have agreed to a new target for renewable energy of 33,000 gigawatt hours, down from the existing target of 41,000. It's being debated in the upper house, but Greens Senator Christine Milne accuses the government of slowing it down.
And I'll tell you why. It's because out in the back rooms, the crossbenchers are out there trying to stitch up an even worse deal with the government. No doubt it's an attempt to undermine wind.
Victorian Senator John Madigan is vocal about his concerns over wind power. He says this target will mean 2,500 new wind turbines,
which will create such havoc in our electorates and rural environments that there will be widespread community outrage.
Liberal Democrat David Lionhelm has a similar view. He refers to the industry as big wind. The Greens want to stick with the higher target of 41,000 gigawatt hours.
There was no rationale whatsoever for actually wheedling it down to where they have got it to.
Independent Glenn Lazarus also supports the higher target.
I cannot and will not be part of this dirty deal that reduces Australia's renewable energy target and our country's commitment to the renewable energy sector. If the Abbott government and the opposition are successful in reducing Australia's renewable energy target, Australia will become the first country in the world to reduce a RET. I cannot and will not be a part of this despicable act. I can only assume that political donations being made by rich multinational mining companies to the pockets of the coalition is affecting the federal government's decision-making.
Victorian Ricky Muir also backed sticking with the higher target, but he says the issue's been dragged out so long as the negotiations have gone on between the two big parties that it's become much harder to achieve that figure, so he's supporting the lower target that Labor and the Coalition have now agreed on.
Let's get it through and restore investor confidence to any industry that employs thousands of people, both in my state of Victoria and throughout Australia.
But Senator Milne says it won't mean certainty.
You have to just look at the Prime Minister's words. He said the reason it's 33,000 gigawatt hours is not because he wants to give certainty to the renewable energy industry. No. The reason it's 33,000 gigawatt hours is because he couldn't get it any lower. That's as low as he could go in this Senate, but he will go lower if he can. And in terms of does it mean more wind, what did the Prime Minister say? He can't stand it. There's too many of them. He doesn't want to see any more of them. But he spoke to the loggers at their dinner and said he thinks they're marvellous. They do a great job.
Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie supports the target, but she's also highly critical of most forms of renewable energy.
For if you think you can stop the world's climate from changing by making pensioners pay more for their energy, building wind farms and mandating renewable energy targets, then you are worse than deluded. You are dangerously deluded and you should be locked up.
Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie ending that report from Louise Yaxley.